Well, I'm the type of person when I want to do something, I start talking about it with people, sort of in an accountability way and sort of in a, letting the ideas develop. I'm not one, some people, oh, don't tell anybody what you're doing, but I was the kind of person that I would talk to anybody, and I would talk to that 2018. I would talk to anybody who would listen. How are we going to build wealth, guys? How are we going to get this passive income? And I would share the idea with people, and they would kind of say, "Oh my God, that's really dope. I never thought about fitting eyewear on black faces."
Welcome to the No More Reasonable Doubt podcast. In season two of this podcast, it's made to help Black professionals start passion projects so they can expand their impact in the world and at work. In each episode, you can expect an interview with a Black professional who has a 9-to-5 just like you. And they've also launched a passion project into this world. You'll also get episodes with specific topics and lessons to help you move that passion project forward. I'm your host and fellow passion project starter, Mike Ambassador Bruni. Let's start the show. Today, our special guest is Dr. Amaka Ngadi. Welcome to the show, Amaka.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Thank you. So just so the people know, we're doing this early morning. So I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you saying yes to that.
Not a problem at all. When I saw the times, I got excited. I'm like, oh, early bird, let's get it.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. Thank you for that. I don't always get that. Some people are like, are you crazy?
Not at all. We're going to get it in. We're going to get it done. I love it.
Yes, yes. So one of the first questions I love to ask the guest is, what do you do for full-time work?
Okay, I'm an optometrist. I went to optometry school, and I am practicing optometry in the metro Atlanta area. I have a lease with a Walmart, and I'm an independent contractor, and I have been doing eye exams, contact lens, any red eyes, emergencies, all of that since 2013.
Great. Now, the meat of why we're here. What is your purpose or passion project, and how long has it been in existence?
Okay, so my purpose slash passion project is Anwali Eyewear. I recently started an independent eyewear line, and my eyewear line is designed to fit Black and African features optimally. So in my practice, I've noticed that a lot of the frames that are out and available definitely are designed with Eurocentric features in mind. And so it for myself, and I noticed it with my patients that there were oftentimes where we had difficult times fitting, into the frame selection. And so I was like, oh, I kind of like fashion a little bit. So yeah, I started an eyewear line.
Thank you for that. Is it something that's currently monetized?
Yes. So right now I am in the pre-sale phase of my project. Or my business rather. And we are currently pre-selling the frames. They are in manufacturing right now and will be available early summer. So yes, I am taking pre-orders for those frames right now.
So now every hero has an origin story. Talk to us about why you started this project, give us the early stages of this idea coming to you and you taking a little bit of steps.
So I'm a little bit of a storyteller sometimes, so I try not to be too drawn out. But basically, 2017, I kind of realized that with my practice that I was working a lot, and to me the money didn't make sense. So you work a lot, you're working a lot. Like, where's the money? Where's the money? And so I actually sat down beginning of 2018 and started thinking, like, what can I do? What can I do to acquire assets or build assets? And I was thinking and brainstorming. And I was like, oh, I want something that's going to be passive income, was what I had started the conversation with. Passive income meaning, like, you don't have to get up and go to work for it. But what I found, or what one of the first things that kind of came to me was, oh, you've been thinking about designing eyewear. I've mentioned it. I've said it. I said it in a business plan I did in optometry school. Why don't you see what you have to do to get that off the ground? And of course, this is not passive at all. It's definitely requiring me to, do quite a bit of work. But it's exciting work. I get really excited about doing it. And so, yeah, that's kind of where, kind of what motivated me to start this passion project. Definitely not passive at all yet, but we do hope that one day it would be something that, I do the work or I do the designs, and then I can kind of sit back and watch the sales happen. As I was getting into it, it seemed like, there were so many roadblocks to me figuring out how to get these items manufactured. So I'm like, oh, I come up with some cool designs, but like, how am I going to get the manufacturer? Who's going to build it for me? Where do I go? And I kept running into walls trying to get that information because I didn't know anyone personally at the time who was doing it. And so I didn't even know who to ask or kind of where to get that information. So earlier in the in that process or in that 6 months, I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to get this done. And it was a block. So I kind of hesitated and put it down for a little bit and thought about doing other stuff. But it was in the back of my head. These designs were flowing in the back of my head, and I just couldn't figure out how to make it move forward. So I paused.
What got you over that hump? Is there a point where you hesitated to start? And what got you over that hump?
So yes, like as I mentioned that I tried to start, or I sat down in 2018 and I came up with this, grand idea. And as I was trying to figure it out, what I realized was that that was one part of the industry, the manufacturing of frames or the designing of frames that wasn't really, how do you say this? Readily, the information wasn't readily available. There was no Google. You couldn't Google how to start an eyewear line. You couldn't, you had to start asking individual people. So the more that I found out about it, it was like the less I knew. So it's a little bit exclusive, if you will, eyewear design. Let me see, how do I exist? So when you want to do something, you start, well, I'm the type of person when I want to do something, I start talking about it with people, sort of in an accountability way and sort of in a, letting the ideas develop. I'm not one, some people, oh, don't tell anybody what you're doing, but I was the kind of person that I would talk to anybody, and I would talk to that 2018. I would talk to anybody who would listen. How are we going to build wealth, guys? How are we going to get this passive income? And I would share the idea with people, and they would kind of say, "Oh my God, that's really dope. I never thought about fitting eyewear on black faces." And yeah, my glasses. A lot of the people I talked to, oh yeah, my glasses are a little short on the temples are a little short, and so people would kind of like keep giving me these affirmations, and I would talk about it, and I would talk about it, and I would talk about it. So I talked to one of my friends who, she's one of those kind of people. Her name's Crystal. Chris is one of those people who has the juice, like she makes things happen. So she kept talking to me about getting like a business coach. She's like, oh, I got this business coach, and she helps you take back your time. She helps you get really organized, and she kept harping on it, kept harping on it. So finally, she made the virtual introduction to my business coach, Whitney, and I ended up deciding to sign up with Whitney. And so what Whitney did, Whitney has a program called Take Back Your Time. And what she did was she helped me get really clear on what my personal goals were, what my professional goals were. And she and our work started to help me get over that hump. It started helping me find solutions instead of more roadblocks. So we might not have always got it, right, but once we started working, we were very specific with what we were trying to do. And so that helped me organize my practice, helped me free up space in my brain, so that I could actually be a lot more creative and a lot more intentional about how I was moving in the optical industry to be able to, get over that hump and figure out the manufacturing piece and figure out, how to get these things to start going.
I resonate so much with your story there. I hear when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I love your. Oh, I'm gonna keep talking about this. I'm gonna keep talking about this. And something's gonna happen. I'm gonna keep talking about it. And the reason why I resonate so much, as I was listening to your story, it reminded me of my first book, where
Okay.
I didn't have the slightest idea. I didn't have the slightest idea how I was going to get this done.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about my book was that it wasn't a novel. I was writing a devotional book, a 30-day devotional book around hip hop affirmations. So using hip hop lyrics as affirmations, I'm like, who's gonna help me with this?
Everything about it.
Who's going to help me? Who can tell me about this? Who can tell me what I can use and how much I can use and what I can't use? And I remember just talking about it and picking up and putting down and just telling enough people that someone said, you're never going to believe who I ran into at a party, like an intellectual property lawyer, like things like that. Things like that started
Absolutely.
Happening.
Alignment. It's crazy. But if you don't share with people what you want to do, it's almost like you don't want the universe to align you, because once you start sharing, things just drop into alignment. People will tell you, oh, well, I thought about this person, or I mentioned you to this person because you said that you were doing X, Y, Z. That alignment is crazy. Yeah, I definitely understand.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
Thank you for sharing that. And for the listeners, take note. Take note, man. Start talking.
Tell people. Definitely.
So in my... like my research in this passion and in purpose project creation space, one of the things that I found is that there's a question about how did you find the time or make the time for your project with the other things you have going on?
Right.
How did you do that?
So as I mentioned before previously, I did the program Take Back Your Time, and just a huge part of that was just really getting very clear about what you want to do. So I'm a little bit of a socialite. I'm a sorority girl. I'm really big with my family. I have a lot of things that I love to do, but I think pre-COVID, right, we were just kind of, a lot of us were spinning. So this still time was interesting for me, but even before then, it was just, you know, it was get up and go. It was go to work, get off, get a flight, I'll be in Houston, hit the party, do this, do that, you know, all this stuff, or different organizational stuff. I'm going to do this for the youth. I was heavy in my community youth organization that was very important to me. And I was just everywhere for everybody. So I didn't have a lot of still time to think, but I still wanted to do the things that I loved. So with the program, what it helped me do was really figure out, well, what do you need to outsource? What do you need to get off of your plate? What do you need to take off of your plate? And then how do you show up the best for the things that you actually, that are actually important to you? And then another piece about the program was that we really got my 9-to-5, my practice organized. So I got that space very organized to where the employees that I have were doing, you know, what they're supposed to be doing, so that In between patients, I'm not necessarily doing a whole bunch of administrative work, and I do have the time to do or focus or do something with my eyewear line and think about that, or make the calls I needed to make for that, or send the emails that I needed to send for that. So it's basically organizing that 9-to-5 space and organizing even my personal life, you know, so that I could still show up for people, because that's a big part of my personal joy, being able to show up for people and being able to participate in stuff, but still have time to do other things, not just ripping and running from one place to the next. So I don't know if that answers your question.
It does. And time is one thing. The other thing is energy. So you have the work that you're doing. How did you find the energy to switch, if you will, right? I'm finished with my other work and all of the different responsibilities I have, the things that bring me joy. How did you find additional energy? And do you have any specific tips or routines that you can share with the people?
Thinking about like energy, I think that it's important to be able to see where you want to go. So I very vividly had a vision of what I wanted, and I wrote that down. And I didn't necessarily know how I was going to get there, but I got committed to the end. Like, what do I want my life to look like? What do I want it to look like? And so some of that, you know, it does require some personal motivation, you know, to say, well, if I want this to happen, then I do have to do this in the day. And if anybody who knows me knows I'm not staying up late. All right, we're not doing it. I'm going to bed at 9. I actually like to work out a lot too. So physically, I definitely think that being connected with health and wellness definitely gives me a certain source of energy. But the other piece of energy comes from this internal motivation, seeing and having a very clear vision of where I want to go and what I want my life to look like definitely motivates me to get things done effectively. Because again, I'm not gonna stay up. I'm not the burn the midnight oil. All anybody went to college with me, y'all know I'm going to sleep at 10 at the latest. I can't stay up studying. I can't stay up working necessarily, but I like to make the best out of the hours that I am up. I like to be very efficient and effective when I do sit down to do work. I make lists, I write things down. And I definitely have to notate everything as far as like calendar wise. Just staying very organized will help you be able to address your daily task so it doesn't get overwhelming.
One of the things that jump out to me is, let me tell you what we're not going to do. That's what it's just under me. It's like, let me tell you what we're not going
We're
to
not going to do.
do. Right? We are not going to be up late. I love the clarity around that. Like, listen, this is what we're not going to do, and that boundary. So thank you for that, as well as the different tips that you provided. But that just jumped out at me as.
And because I think people get this idea that, oh, if I want to do this, that it's going to require this sweat, blood, tears, I'm never going to sleep. It's going to require your work. It's going to require your effort. It's going to require, some sacrifice, maybe financially, or whatever the case may be. But a person has to know themselves. I know people who don't turn on till midnight. So they love that midnight to 3 a.m., but that's not me. So you have to know like where you can give, what where you have space to give more of yourself to reach your goals. So yeah. Because I'm not staying up late, y'all.
How has or did your project positively impact the way you show up at your day job?
Again, I think yes. So to your point, yes, I definitely feel that tapping into the things that bring me joy made me an overall better practitioner. I'm joyful. I'm excited. I'm happy. And of course, because it's in my field, I definitely have opinions about, eyewear. Because the eyewear piece, we're big on health and big on ocular health, but a big piece of it is, how do we make you see better? What are you using to see better? Is it contacts? Is it glasses? What's making you see better? So I think that having this perspective, getting into the design aspect of the frames, having that conversation, and knowing, kind of what I'm trying to do in that space has definitely made me show up better in my practice. It's a lot more balanced. Even with the awkwardness and weirdness of the whole past year, with the pandemic and all of that stuff, I still feel like I'm able to show up in my practice a lot more enthusiastic and joyful. So, yeah, I would definitely say that it's impacted it positively.
Here is something that I feel like, oh man, I should have asked you this earlier. And that is the name of, we're calling it a project. And sometimes for some people, it is monetized. It is, in this case, the business you're building. What's in the name? Is there something there?
Oh, absolutely, there is. This is a huge part of the story, right? So, my eyewear line is called Amelie Eyewear. Amelie is my middle name. It is an Igbo name. It means joy. Igbo is a tribe in Nigeria. I'm a first generation Nigerian American. So, with our names, all of our names have meanings. And so, in a way, the meanings of our names, sometimes when you're introducing yourself, they're, in my opinion, they can be a bit of an affirmation, right? You're affirming what this name was that was. There's a lot to me. There's a lot in a name, so you're kind of affirming what it is. My first name, Amaka, means beautiful. I was an affirmation, and then my middle name means joy. So that's the second affirmation. And I just want when I was naming the line, I wanted to make eyewear a joy, because it was something that I would I very rarely wear glasses. In fact, most people don't see me in glasses because until now, a lot of the frames that I would try didn't fit. And I love sunglasses and I always promote people wearing sunglasses, but a lot of them did not fit well. Now, of course, as I've been on this journey, I found other brands, I've found other independent brands and so I've seen that. But I wanted to build something that was because beautiful things make people joyful. They do. They make people happy. They bring a confidence. My eyewear line is designed to make a statement without speaking, to really just be something that's bold, beautiful. And when you see it, like, that this person was very intentional. And that brings me joy. So yes, the name means joy, and I'm just trying to bring that joy to people, or bring joy to people using eyewear.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad we got that piece in. I'm glad we got that piece. I was
You
like, wait a
weren't
minute.
expecting that at all, I'm sure.
And I was like, wait a
Oh,
minute.
wow.
I didn't even think about somehow I just kept going. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that was important. I'm glad you brought that up also. Yeah, that's a huge piece of it. That joy aspect.
The next question that I want to ask you is one I've been working on and shaping a bit over time. And it's this question about what advice you would give to someone who's thinking about starting a purpose or passion project, but they're on the fence. Now, a little bit of a caveat. The advice that I'm asking you about is one that you would sit and go, oh, snap. There's no way I could have given you this advice at the beginning of my journey. I could only give it after I went through, or this, at least to this stage of the journey. What if you
Right. Okay.
discovered that you're like, man, I gotta tell somebody?
So it's actually so it's two. There's two things. And when you say don't, what did you know now that you didn't know then? That's kind of how I'm rephrasing your question. Maybe I knew this, but I didn't know it the same way. So the first piece of advice is start, right? You can't finish something that you don't start. When I started having this conversation in 2018, I didn't know that it was going to take me until 2020 is when we finally launched the brand to actually have something out, but I started it and now I do have something out. So if you want to do something, you have to start. If you want to finish something, you have to start. You can't finish something you never start. So that definitely is a big one. The second one, or the second piece of advice is to, it's actually a combination of things. It's have the enough humility to pivot. So I think one of the biggest words of 2020, and it's carrying into 2021, was pivot. Be able to change directions if you need to. And so I think in order to do that, you have to have a certain amount of humility. You have to kind of take ego out, to say that, okay, this way I was trying, even though I was so convinced it was going to work, I need to kind of scale back and move in a different direction. And I think, yeah, those are my two pieces that I would definitely tell anyone who wants to move towards their passion.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Lastly, are there any particular books or other resources that you found helpful along your journey? Are there one or one to three that you'd like to share?
So one of the biggest resources, I already mentioned her, and this is not even it's starting to sound like a promotion for her. My coach program, Take Back Your Time, was implemental. So that was a huge resource for me. I think that when I was first approached about, oh, getting this coach, I'm like, well, I can't afford it or I don't want to. But I think that you have to invest in what you're trying to do. So coaching, getting some sort of coaching is a huge, I think, place that sometimes people underestimate. We all want to get it out the mud, do it by ourselves, but really there are people who know and have tried and true methods to building businesses, helping you get more organized, and you get professional a professional input on starting up a business and different things like that. If you get the right one and you make that right investment, I think that can definitely propel you forward. So that's one resource for sure. Take Back Your Time was awesome. Another resource I read a book. I read a lot of books, but I'll tell people this: I would read for fun. So I read books the way people watch TV. I can't tell you anything about any of the shows, but I love books. But I never read anything educational. not until the past few years, minus what I read in school. But I read a couple. There's two books that come to mind that definitely changed my paradigm. Definitely helped me shift my paradigm. One was Rich Dad Poor Dad. My dad had that book in our house for forever, and I did not read that book until 2017. I promise you. All the good things that my dad tried to bring to us, we were like, no, we don't want to hear about it. So that book was about building assets, and that definitely helped me shift my paradigm because I remember saying things when I was younger, like, well, I'm not really money motivated. And the thing is like, no, that's not it. That's not it at all, you know, because you do want to build wealth, right? So you are motivated by finances and money, and you have to kind of have the right perspective on finances. So that was one. And then there was another one called 4-Hour Work Week that definitely helped me shift my perspective. So being that I was a business owner, I think I already had it in my head that like, why are we working these 5-day work weeks or 6-day work weeks? You know, why are we working like this? So when I read that, it's interesting because I don't know if anybody's ever read that book. He talks a lot about outsourcing, talks a lot about getting different aids and you know, the 80-20% rule where basically you do 80% of what you need to do in 20% of your day and talked about all that stuff. And I tried to figure out how to apply that to my practice because I have to be present to make money. I have to see patients, right? So there's no way for me to do 80% of that in 20% of the day. But there was a way to, you know, change the way we scheduled, even in this COVID period, the way we set up our scheduling to make sure that we have appointment slots, fill those appointment slots effectively so that we make the most out of the time that we are there. So that 4-hour work week, I think I couldn't apply. It wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just a direct application of the things that he mentioned, but it was a shift in the way that I thought about how much time I was devoting and putting into work and what I was getting out of it, if that makes sense. So that definitely helped shift my perspective.
It makes plenty of sense. Two great books. two great books.
But you know what book I'm reading next though, Mike?
What?
This hip hop affirmation devotional. I will be making my way to that item on Amazon. Definitely.
Oh man, you are too kind. So, Amaka, where can people learn more about your project and the dope work that you're putting out into the world? You mentioned about pre-sale. So where
Okay.
should we send the people?
Absolutely. People, make your way over to my website, www.anwulieyewear.com. That's AnwulieyewearWear, anwulieyewear.com. You can also find me on Instagram at anwulieyewear. And if you want to follow my personal page where I do still post some business stuff, I'm Dr. EYE. Totally care on Instagram as well. So that's DREYE, totally care. So that's how you can connect with me. Pre-orders are going on the website. If you are the type of person that wants to make a statement without speaking, to walk in the room and be seen, to make a statement on your Zoom calls with your waist up glam, with your face up glam, definitely the eyewear for you. And so, yeah, definitely check it out. And we are taking pre-orders, and those will ship right in time for you to be fly for summer.
There you go. And by the time this come out, this re recording comes out, it may be already ready for you people. And we'll make sure we put all those links in the show notes,
Awesome.
so that people can easily get to you. So Maka, I want to say thank you once again for being a guest on our show, sharing your story, and it's really been joy.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. It actually has been a joy. I love talking about this project and I love talking about people being financially free or moving towards their passion. I mean, we're here, you know, we're here for a good time, you know. We want to be kind to people, we want to do good, but we can enjoy our lives. We can do things with joy. So I'm just really excited that you're doing this and helping people get towards their passion. This is a great experience for me too. So thank you for including me.
My utmost pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and found tremendous value in it. If so, don't keep it a secret. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram, our handle, No More Reasonable Doubt. Every so often, I create a free resource to help you take your purpose or passion from a dream to an actual project. You can always find that resource at nomorereasonabledoubt.com/free-gift. This is Mike Ambassador Bruni for No More Reasonable Doubt. Remember, some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. It's on you.